Christian baptism. I am really excited about focusing on baptism today. The meaning of baptism, the blessings of baptism, and the importance of baptism for your faith. I'm hoping to cover these topics with a lot of pictures today. I went digging this week. I've been digging for baptism pictures. Not a single one of the pictures that you're going to see today I took. If it wasn't for people who take pictures at baptism services, I would have none. I'm hoping to show you a picture of some people who have been baptized in our church family over the last few years. I do not have them all. I probably have half of the pictures or half of the people in pictures, and I would like to complete my collection sometime. On my bulletin board, I have about 20 pictures of people who have been baptized in my office. I probably would say that baptism is right up there as the most favorite thing I can do as a pastor. And so I'd love to have pictures. If you were baptized and you'd send me a picture, I'd love to have it. I really would. Baptism is precious. Here's the first one that I want to show you today. I think it was two years ago. I also get mixed up with when things happen. So if I don't have things right, you understand that. Some of you may see yourselves in that picture. I believe it was 8 or 9 precious young people making a promise to God. I think it was 2 years ago. Making a promise about who they were and what they chose for their lives. Making a promise not because their parents were believers, although I think everyone there, they were. But they were making a promise about what they're choosing. And I'm so glad to celebrate that today. For those of you that were baptized 2 years ago, I just want to say, may God lead you in your journey with God. I hope as you look back on that you're blessed. And you remember that. You remember that day. You remember making that promise and that commitment to God. And you know, when great days are there, that's there for you to remember your identity. And when you go through hard times, to remember back to that commitment and promise that you made to God and God made to you on that day. You made a promise for your life. You made a promise for your future. You made a promise that you were going to trust God, that you were going to call out to Him, and He was going to be your Lord and Savior. Could we celebrate baptism today? Would you just give a hand to those 8 young people? And again, my pictures are incomplete. I dug and dug and couldn't find some people I know I baptized recently. So if you got a picture out there, would you please get it to me? I'd love to put that up too. Mark chapter 16, verse 15. Jesus said to His disciples, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved." That's the mission of the church. It's to go and make disciples. It's to go and tell people about the gospel of Christ and invite them to put their trust, to invite them to say to God, "God, today I'm walking with You." You see the link in Jesus' words between 3 things: belief, salvation, and baptism. All 3 are important. All 3 have a role in the life of someone who is following Jesus. To believe the right things, to know that Jesus died for your sins, to know that you cannot save yourself, to know that only Jesus holds the keys to life eternal, to take that step of faith, salvation, to go from it being something you've heard in your head and you're weighing in your mind to actually stepping out and saying, "Jesus, Today, I ask you to forgive me for my sins, and I make a promise to you to walk with you. How important the belief is, how important the salvation is, and also important is the baptism. Here's another picture, Imogene Spinello. Imogene, you're on, at least you were. Yep, there you go. I hope you can hear us today. Could you unmute Imogene? You able to do that? Imogene, I'm going to see if you can hear us.
Hear you.
Oh, that's great, Imogene. I got your picture up on the screen here. I know you can't see it, but you can hear us. I talked to Imogene yesterday, and she said to me, that was one of the greatest days of my life. Imogene, we celebrate you today. We celebrate your baptism.
Thank you.
We love you. Thanks for being with us today. All right, you can remute her. That's great. What is baptism? Baptism is an outward sign of an inward faith. Baptism is something that you express to God and to others about what you have chosen in your heart and your life. Baptism is outward. It's a symbol. It's a sign. But it expresses what you have chosen to believe in your life and the direction that you have chosen to go. Saying what you believe is important as a Christian. You know that. Taking a stand and saying, I'm not ashamed to say I'm a Christian. I'm not ashamed to say, yes, I'm going to follow Jesus when He said that we should be baptized. Jesus was baptized. And He said all those that would follow Him are to be baptized. Baptism is a great privilege for those that would say they want to follow Christ. Speaking to those today that have already been baptized, many of you, most of you have been, I really want today to be a reminder of how precious that baptism was and is in your life and your spirit. Baptism is a response of faith to God. It's responding to what God has done for you. It's reaching out toward God who's already reaching out toward you. It's accepting the reach of God. It's accepting Jesus. Oh, where's the window? I guess it's back, it's covered of Jesus and saying, come unto me. Baptism on our side is saying, Jesus, you're reaching out to me. Today I'm reaching out to you to take your hands, to be in a relationship with you, to be in a covenant with you, a response of faith. A response to the gospel, a response to the good news. Your baptism is so important. Christian Wagner, Christian, wave at us, would you? Christian was baptized last year. Christian's been in church, as best I know, probably 90% of the Sunday since then. Christian renewed his promise to walk with Jesus a year ago. I say, let's celebrate that today. Would you just celebrate that with me? Tyler Root, precious young man, who was willing to step into that water and be seen by everybody around him that he's chosen to walk with Jesus. Being baptized is a step in your journey with God. It is saying, I am going to walk toward God, and I'm going to follow what Jesus asked me to do. Journey. The Christian life is a journey. Sometimes it has lots of hills. Sometimes it has lots of valleys. It certainly has lots of choices. But the Christian life is the opportunity to always be moving toward God, moving toward Him. In your faith, in your life, and when you get knocked back, to get back up and move toward God. I want to challenge you today who have been baptized that you see the importance of your journey right now. None of us that are here today are at the end of the journey. We may soon, and others are. But we're on a journey toward God, and I just want to invite you not to give up on that journey. Whether you feel like you're further ahead than you thought you might be, or you're way back there, don't give up on the journey with God. Remember how important your baptism was. And that you made a promise to God, and God can help you. He can help you to get your footing again if you've stumbled. Oh, He's a great, loving, mighty, precious God. And He has a journey for you as you walk toward Him. Maybe you need to go back to that baptism. Remember the promise that you made, and remember the love of God that you sensed and you felt. The journey. Hannah Hibbs, she's on a journey in Pittsburgh right now in college. I had time and took the opportunity to call her for a minute. Say, Hannah, I want to use your picture tomorrow. I've gotten about half of you to use your picture, so if I didn't get your permission, let me know. It's all right. I said, Hannah, I want to talk about you tomorrow. She's on a journey. Some days are going to be great for Hannah, and some days are not. She's put an anchor down, though, about who she is and what she wants for her life. May God help her to hold on to that. It's good to put an anchor down. Sometimes it's good to go back to that anchor or put a root or a stake down. And sometimes when we're wandering around, it's good to go back to that stake and say, remember who you are. Remember the power and the grace of God that can strengthen you and encourage you. Maybe bring you back to your roots. Maybe bring you back to the center line. Maybe bring you back to that point of reference that you've wandered away from a little bit. Maybe to bring you back to that place where you can get your balance again. Acts chapter 16, verse 1. Says, believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved. And then later in that story from that scripture, then immediately he and all his household were baptized. That story comes from the book of Acts and the city of Philippi. And how one man heard the testimony of Paul and Silas, and they were so he was so amazed by their genuineness that he wanted it too. And so on that day, not only he, but his household was baptized. Acts chapter 2, verse 38. Peter replied, repent and be baptized. Go on to that next one, I think. Would you? Unless I have it at order. Peter replied, repent and be baptized. Every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins. And you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. I've said many times before, when you become a believer, God gives you many blessings. One of them is the presence of the Holy Spirit to help you, to speak to you, to give you a conscience, to guide you, to correct you, to sometimes come in your life and say, that's not the attitude you're supposed to have. That's not the direction you're going. That's not the character God wants for you, the relationship. The gift of the Holy Spirit is a precious gift that God gives us. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 4. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to one hope when you were called, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. And a powerful baptism it is. John chapter 3, verse 5. Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto you, one translation says, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless they are born of water and the Spirit. The total giving yourself to Jesus and accepting His forgiveness and walking in faith that we are right with God. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. For you must believe that He exists and that He is a rewarder of those that diligently seek Him. What a great privilege it is to be born of water and the Spirit. Baptism is a symbol of life direction. It is a promise about our choices of our character, who we will be, and in our honesty and our integrity. Galatians chapter 6, or I'm sorry, chapter 3, verse 27 says, "For all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ." Oh, that's a tall one. That's a big one. When you're baptized into Christ, you're saying, I'm putting on who Jesus is today. We go back to our baptism, we're reminded of that. How precious that is. That one thing that reminds me is that means Jesus is with us every day. It's not like he's up there sitting at the right hand of the Father and he doesn't not connected to us anymore. The truth is the Bible says that he's with us when we wear him every day. Baptism has, there's Tim there. A few years ago, I don't know what year. Tim, what a privilege it was to baptize you. You've been a believer a long time, but it was time for you to be baptized. God bless you, brother. Five things, benefits of baptism, and there's many, but I want to name five today. Number one, baptism unleashes God's blessings and favor and smile on your life. Baptism is saying, God, I want to go with you. I want to be connected to you. And it's not a one-way relationship. God gives you His Holy Spirit. He seals you, the Scriptures say. We're baptized with Him. We're with Him. It is a covenant. It's also a clear testimony. Baptism is you making a testimony. It's you testifying to the people around you in your life. I've chosen to walk with Jesus. I've chosen for my life. As I said earlier with those eight young people in that first picture, it's eight young people saying, it's not because my parents want me to, although that's a great influence. It's because I'm choosing to say for myself. I love it when children and young teens, children are baptized. Teens for sure, but children for a little bit different reason. Because I love children when they come to that place to say, this choice is mine. I don't want anybody to be baptized because somebody wants them to be. I don't want anybody to be baptized because it's just kind of what we do at church. It's not ready yet until you come to the place that you say, this is my choice. This is who I want to be. It is what I choose for my life, a clear testimony. Baptism is walking with Jesus. One idea is we're following Jesus. It's following Jesus, but it's also walking with Jesus. It's a promise to walk with Jesus and let Him talk to us. Let Him guide us. Let Him speak to us. Baptism is that going on the journey. Maybe we need to come back and be reminded of this part, how important it is that we're on a journey with Jesus, and we're on a journey with each other. One of the special things about baptism is it takes at least two. Well, I guess you can be just baptized, go in the water and commit yourself, and that God would count that to baptism. But generally, baptism, as we think about it, takes at least two people, and usually takes place in the community of people. This is a great day for the church when it baptizes. You're a part of something else. You're a part of something that's important. You're a part of something that Christ died for, the church. And so go back to your baptism. Maybe if you're struggling today, go back and remember that day and remember that you're not alone. You might feel alone today. You might be in a place that's very lonely. But I want to remind you of the importance of the body of Christ, how important we are to each other. And how we want to love and care and support one another. Bear ye one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ, the church, the baptized church, bearing each other's burdens, coming along beside. Baptism is a relationship to cherish. It's a relationship to not take for granted. And though we might forget about it because it was long ago and we haven't thought about it lately, baptism is something to come back to, cherish, be thankful for, ask God to renew something in us. Baptism is a great relationship to hold on to. Acts chapter 22, verse 16. Very simple. And now, what are you waiting for? Get up, be baptized, and wash your sins away, calling on His name. That, of course, is not in the context of the story. But I love the truth there. The question, why not be baptized? You know what it is. You know the invitation of the Lord. You know the love that God wants to have a relationship with you. And so why not? If you are here today and you've never been baptized, I want to invite you to be willing to say, God, it's time for me to make that public profession of my faith. Would you like to be baptized? If you would, I want to invite you to speak to me. In just a moment, I'm going to invite you to stand. You would like to be baptized, and I'm going to have an opportunity to talk to you about that sometime this week, how precious and important it is. Baptism can be one of the greatest days of your life. Would you bow your heads as we pray? Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for the joy of baptism. Thank you for the simple truth that you call us to follow you, to believe in you, to trust you. Thank you for the journey that you call for us today. I pray that we would, Lord, understand how precious that is, and that we'd be willing to stand up and enjoy the great blessings and benefits of baptism, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm going to ask if anyone would like to be baptized, if you would just stand up right now. I know there's two people that are not here today, and they want to be baptized, and I've been talking to them, but just wonder, anybody that would like to be baptized, would you stand now? Wonderful. Let's just celebrate baptism today. That's great. Would you all stand together?